conscious reparenting is not pretty. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm the perfect mama and I'm the perfect daddy to my inner child. No, baby. It is hard because sometimes it takes you to be the disciplinarian for yourself, but in a way that works better for you. Welcome to Curvy Confidence, a podcast dedicated to journeying through transparency, grace, ease, and love. I am so excited that you are here. Welcome to your new favorite safe place. Hello, family. Welcome back to another episode of Curvy Confidence. I am really excited for this second episode. First of all, thank you for everybody who listened to last week's episode on grief and the process. I am overwhelmed by all of the love, y'all. I've been gone for 2 years, you know, and in those situations, you never know what it's going to be like when you come back. And when you come back in this way, like, I'm coming back with low pressure, like low stakes. I'm doing this because I enjoy doing it and it's fun to do. And so I'm going to do it as long as it continues to be fun, right? Last week's episode helped me to have some really healing conversations with my loved ones. And it's amazing how when you want to protect others from your experience, it can kind of isolate you from knowing. I kind of isolate both of you really from knowing what the other person is going through. And one of my favorite things that last week's episode did was it opened up a conversation for me with me and my brothers about our grief journeys and where we all are. And I really began to understand what it means that you're not alone. And no, you know, life is complex and so many things happen, but if we just have conversations, we'll see that we are all journeying, honey. And to journey, whoo, listen, I feel like we just need to a check for that. Like, we should get a monthly stipend just because we are journeying. Honey, child, this ain't easy. Like, and so claps for us. Like, I don't know if y'all can hear me. Claps for us who are journeying and doing it with grace, ease, joy, and peace. I'm so excited for today's episode. Today, I am going to be talking about something that I practice in my journey. And how many times can I say journey? If anyone tells me, I'll send you. Well, I was going to say I send you some money, but that's not true. We'll figure out a gift for the person who can count how many times I say journey. But it ain't going to be money. Okay. So I'm talking today about conscious reparenting. I know that we have heard, or maybe you haven't heard, about kind of this quote-unquote new age style of parenting called conscious parenting. And I want to talk about conscious reparenting, which is something that I practice every single day of my life. And I'm really, really excited to share my experience with it in hopes that it can provide some insight to you. And if it makes sense for your journey, maybe you can begin to implement it into your practices. And of course, if you have any questions after this episode, feel free to reach out. DM, you can DM my personal page, Brittany J. Horton, Curvy Confidence Podcast page. Or you can hit me, like, just if you know me, just hit me up. I got you. You feel me? All right. But before we get there, I want to play a game, right? So now that we are fully into season whatever this is and we've kind of found our flow, it's time to introduce segments. And so I purchased this card pack, and I don't really want to plug it because they ain't paying me, but I have to plug it because I mentioned it. It's a card pack called Unpack That, And so it's basically a conversation starter. You're supposed to play it with someone. So I figured I'm going to play it with y'all. And so every week I'm going to pull a question from this pack and answer it. And then that will be what this segment is. It's just a quick, cool, cute little game. Keep it funky, keep it fresh, and also keep us in conversation because I love y'all so much. All right. I already shuffled because I was like, I don't think it's going to sound good. So I have the card. I haven't looked at it. I promise. Pinky swear. So I'm going to look at it now. Oh, I know they lying. I know they lying. This would be... okay. Okay, ancestors. You... y'all. This would be the question today. The question is, I'm going to read it because I know y'all like, what is it, big sis? Whew. The question is, how would your ex describe you? Here's the problem, my friends. I can't answer this question. And the reason I can't answer this question is because I don't have no ex. I don't. For all my friends and family that are listening, that's Mason in the back. For all of my friends and family that are listening to this podcast, I don't care who you knew, when you knew, or who you thought you met. I, Brittany Giovanna Horton, do not have an ex. What I have been practicing is that if I dated you prior to my 30th birthday, I don't know you and you don't know me, because 30 was a reset for me. So who? It is currently July something, 2022. So if I dated you prior to June 14th, 2022, then who? What's your name? What's your name? Who your mama now? What's your, I don't know. Who? Sorry to that man. So I can't really answer the question because I don't have an ex. So next week, we'll see what the question will be. That was anticlimactic. They tried it on a good Sunday. All right, family, let's jump into the topic for the day. Just as a heads up, Mason and both BJ are now in this room with me. So if you hear a little pause, around or some licks, y'all know it's y'all nephew. Our nephews, really, that is having a field day in this room with me today. But before we begin the topic of conscious reparenting, let us pray. Father God, we want to first of all say thank you. Thank you for this moment. Thank you for this conversation that we are having on this beautiful day. I thank you so much for your son or for your daughter or for your person who is listening to this podcast. We invite our ancestors of honorable character, whose names we know and whose names we do not know, into this space as well. And if our ancestor did not have honorable character while they were on this earth, but are well-intentioned for us, we welcome them into this space as well. May we be guided into the correct messages and into proper alignment in this conversation. Let thy will be done. In Jesus' name, Ashe, amen. Ashe, amen. All right. So what I am really excited to share is this idea of conscious reparenting. I have not heard it I didn't hear this from somewhere or read about it. It's something that my therapist has really helped me to develop, and I just kind of named it conscious reparenting. I'm like, oh, because it is so similar to the idea of conscious parenting, I was just like, oh, well, I'm gonna reparent. So what is it? Conscious reparenting is the quote-unquote process of reparenting yourself, right? Like being the parent to yourself that you want to be or that you need it to be. I think most of us are really familiar with the idea of the inner child, right? Well, if there's an inner child, then a child longs for a parent. A child has a parent. And so the idea of conscious reparenting is to be the parent to that inner child. Another way to put it is like the inner critic versus the inner mentor, right? Like when the inner critic is like having a field day, well, then the inner mentor steps in to kind of course correct, right? Conscious reparenting is a similar approach. Also parts therapy, if anyone is familiar with parts therapy, it's the idea that like when you're angry, that is not you, it is a part of you that is coming to protect the essence or the inner child of you, right? Conscious reparenting is similar. I think we're all kind of saying the same things, but it is you actively taking the role of mother and father for yourself and parenting yourself through situations that may arise or situations that you are healing from so that you are able to show up in the world in the ways that you want to, in the ways that you feel most powerful and most in alignment with your highest good. Where did this come from? It came from, I'm going to be real with you. It came from me receiving an apology from my biological father. And some clarity from my biological father. To be very transparent, my mom would often tell me that, you know, my biological father wanted to put me up for adoption with my daddy, Larry, my stepdad. If you don't know the story, like listen to the episode prior to this. And that cut me so deeply. Every single time I would hear it, it would be like a stab, just like if someone just kept stabbing you in the same spot, like that's how that hurt. And I got to the point, probably I think my second year of grad school, this was pre-pandemic, I think. And I needed to ask. I was like, I'm so sick of hearing this. I had heard that my grandmother, before I was born, my grandmother wanted my mother to have an abortion. And then I was hearing my paternal grandmother. And then I was hearing that my daddy didn't want me. So I just needed clarity. And so I got that clarity. And there were things that I remembered as in my childhood that supported what his version of the story was. And I remember having the clarity and for the first few days feeling like a major breakthrough, like, oh, okay, it don't hurt as badly. Sorry, y'all, I went to Spelman. I swear I got the diploma, I can prove it. As badly, right? Like, but then about a week after that, that pain, it started coming back up. The habits were still there. The patterns were still there. Choosing the wrong lovers, even though I ain't got no ex. Don't forget that. All of those things, they were still there. And then I had a moment, aha, that like, my daddy can't fix this. An apology from my mother for telling me this story and painting this narrative for however long can't fix this. Like, nothing can fix this because they aren't who I want. They aren't who I need. No matter who I sleep with, how many times I spread my legs and busted open and pop locking and dropping it and slurping and I got family that listen to this, but y'all know what I mean. No matter how many times I do those things, the pain gets bigger. The pain gets bigger. And I remember the first time I started working with my therapist, y'all, my therapist, her name is Dr. Natalie Benway. And if you are close to me, you know her name. Like all my friends be like, Natalie Benway. Like, yep, Natalie Benway. The first meeting I had with her, she asked me like, what are your goals? And I said to her, I just need the ouch to go away. And so that ouch that was like in the center of my chest just kept coming back up. And it wouldn't go away. And it was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I had to stop. And I had to say, Britt, what's up? Like, you got clarity. Like, you know that you have always been wanted. You know that you've always been enough. You know that this family, the Hortons, they wouldn't have abandoned you. What's the matter? And then I realized, I don't need them. I love them. I want them. But I need me. And then it all clicked for me that at a certain age, no matter the closure we receive, no matter if a person tries to come and correct every single mistake, because that has happened too and it still hasn't been enough, at a point, you no longer need that person. Who you need is yourself. The reality became my daddy and the clarity couldn't fix it. An apology and my mama couldn't fix it because I no longer needed my mama and daddy to make baby's problems go away. I needed me to do that. I needed to step in and I needed to be my mom. I needed to step in and be my dad. And I'm not talking about materially or, you know, anything like that. I'm talking about emotional, mental, physical safety. I needed to protect, love, nurture, guide, and care for myself the way that baby needed to be cared for all those years ago. That baby is still in there, but her parents have changed. That baby's parents are no longer George Horton and Teresa Bassmore. That baby's parents is Brittany Horton. And that is who she needs and that is who she craves. And so once that clicked for me, I started to go on a journey of providing that for myself, right? Because I think that sometimes, I've said this before, but I have a problem with this idea of self-love and how people say, just love yourself. But then they don't tell you how to do it. And conscious reparenting is a way that I have learned to love myself with radical self-love. And so what does it look like? I want to make sure that I'm not making it all fluffy because it's not. Conscious reparenting is being accountable. Understanding when you're being hyper accountable, because that is a thing that I suffer from. I take responsibility for everything. Everything is always my fault, right? And that is not healthy. That is not okay, because everything is not always your fault, right? So accountability, understanding when you're being hyper accountable, understanding when it's time to lean into love, understanding when it's time to say goodbye, understanding that when it hurts, it's just gonna have to hurt, and you're gonna have to sit there with the hurt and nurture and move through the hurt. So what I'm sharing and what I'm saying is conscious reparenting is not pretty. Like, it's not like, oh, I'm the perfect mama and I'm the perfect daddy to my inner child. No, baby. It is hard because sometimes it takes you to be the disciplinarian for yourself, but in a way that works better for you. What do I mean? I don't respond well to being yelled at. I don't respond well to being hit. I'll hit you back, right? Like, I don't. It's true. I don't respond well to violent tone. I don't respond well to feeling ostracized or rejected. But I do respond well to looking at the full situation. These are the facts. These are the black and white. This is what you did. This is what you can do to make it better. And this is the duration of time that we are going to fill this in its full capacity. And then we're going to have to move on. Right. Setting up systems, right, that may not feel good as the system is going, but leads you to a better result is a byproduct of conscious reparenting, right? Like, that is kind of what that process does. It's also knowing that you can't go everywhere. It's also knowing that you can't be involved with other people. And sometimes what I will do is I will have to step outside of my dynamic with myself and put it on my child that is currently in heaven. And I didn't lose a child. The child, it just ain't came here yet, right? Like, it just hasn't crossed into this dimension yet, right? But I am a mother. She's just, he or she is just, he, she, or they, or they're just not here yet, right? And so I'll say, okay, if this was my baby, would I let my baby be in this dynamic? Here are the facts. This happens in this dynamic. And if I was talking to my child, what would I say? Oh, okay. Well, then that's what I have to say to myself, right? So that's kind of what conscious reparenting looks like for me. It's going to look different for every single person. And how do you get started? Every single person is different. Like, every single person is different. Some people, like, you know, other practices they teach you, start with your thoughts. Baby, that don't work for me. I could not start with my thoughts. Y'all, I be thinking, okay? I be overthinking. I be like, sis, we still thinking? Like, okay. You know, like, I be overthinking. So I couldn't start in my thoughts because I live there. Right. So I would say for conscious reparenting, don't start where you live, because if you start where you live, it's going to be really hard to be able to make adjustments that fit what you need. Right. So for like what I mean by that is, like, I live in my head, so it'll be really impossible for me to catch a thought, not get caught up in that thought, and then try to reparent myself. And then it's chaotic. And then I'm freaking out. And then now I'm anxious. Too much, sis, too much. So what I had to do is I had to start with my body. Right. Like, I had to start with the body. There is a beautiful book that I highly recommend to everybody that I ever meet, ever love, and it is called The Body Keeps the Score. Sometimes we forget that our bodies, like, experienced every single trauma and every single thing that we have experienced as well, right? Like, our bodies were what they were there. And as a result, like, trauma shows up in the body, and sometimes we don't respond to it, or we don't take action until the body complains, until we're now we're sick, now we're having migraines, now we're exhausted, now we're dehydrated, whatever. Like, we don't pay attention to it until the body's like, hey sis, hey bro, like, I'm right here, right? But what happens if we get ahead of that? Like, what happens if we begin to develop a relationship with our body to the point where we're able to understand when the body is communicating subtle sounds that don't show up as disease or discomfort, right? And so when I began to pay attention to my body, one thing I learned is I disassociate. That's why I overthink, right? If I am in a situation, I immediately leave the body, go into my mind, and be there. Because that is safe. I'm extremely intelligent and I'm a trauma survivor. So I can kind of think my way through most things. And so if I am in my head, then I'm safe, right? I don't have to experience what is happening. Some of that comes from having sexual trauma. Like, if I'm in my head, then everything else isn't real, right? And so, but then subsequently what happens is I begin to train myself to live in that space. I'm kind of repeating myself, but I begin to train myself to live in my head at all times, right? And so when I began my journey with conscious reparenting, I was like, okay, well, then I have to start with my body. Like, I have to start with the thing that causes me the greatest amount of discomfort. And what I learned is, one, not only do I dissociate, but I did not have a strong relationship or connection with my lower body. I was kind of really only living from the navel up, right? Like, I couldn't really even feel sensations in my lower body. And I'm so grateful that I still have my limbs and I still have the activity of them, right? Like, oh, come on, church, the activity of my limbs, praise God. Okay. And so, but I couldn't feel it. You know, I didn't have a relationship with it. And so how I started was simply like when I would notice, oh, I'm overthinking, you know, and it was it would be small, like I'm overthinking, like, where am I? Like I would sometimes be like, where am I at? Oh, okay. That's teaching me that I've been living in my head. Okay. Where's my body? Okay. That's the question I would ask. Like, where is my body? Okay. My body is in Los Angeles, California. I'm driving down X amount of highway. There are cars around me. Such and such music is playing, or I'm in Los Angeles, California, you know, and in my home with my two dogs. Right. And some people say like, oh, that's you coming into the present moment. And that's true. But because I'm a trauma survivor, I had to take it a step further. And so the step further would be, okay, where's my body? My body is in Los Angeles, California. I'm in my apartment in downtown LA. My door is locked. My windows are locked. I'm not on the first floor. My two dogs are here currently with me. If something was happening, they would bark. What I'm saying is the extra step for me was showing myself all of the things in my environment that made me safe. And the moment I began to clock all of the things in my environment that kept me safe, it gave me permission to settle into my body, to be present here because it was safe to be here. Conscious reparenting, the first step is about showing yourself that it is safe to be wherever you are. For some of us, that is going to be about starting with the mind and watching our thoughts. For others of us, it may be coming into the body, developing a relationship with your body. For others of us, it may be leaning into community. For others of us, it might be shutting, I was about to cuss. Can I cuss? This is my podcast. I could cuss. You know, shutting stuff down and being silent for 30 minutes. And why did I mention that? Because that was step two. Once I was able to, and when I say able, it's a work in progress. This is like I practice conscious reparenting. The next step was for me to begin to pay attention to my nervous system and to regulate it, right? As a trauma survivor, like you live with a unstable, hyperactive nervous system. And what I began to do is to research. Y'all, I'm a nerd through and through. And I absolutely love the brain. I love the spine. I love neurons. I love all the things, right? And so to take that a step further, I began to research the nervous system. And I began to research ways and things that I could do to calm my nervous system. Some things that I adopted was 30 minutes of silence a day. After work, because that's when I would find myself always in my head, always in my thoughts, go, 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 right? And so for 30 minutes, shut it down. I started to incorporate day of silences where that phone is on do not disturb. I got a house phone for those day of silences, and I gave that number to the people in my life that needed it so that if there's an emergency, you can call it, but if it's not, don't call it, right? Because my cell phone would be off. I began to lean into the things that gave me pleasure, like going to the beach, honey. I just be feeling so like calm when I'm there and stuff, right? Or at night, I sleep with a heating pad and I place the heating pad on my kidneys, like on the air, not on my, like, don't be dumb. Like, you know, I can't place it on my kidneys, but on my back where the kid, near the area, like where the kidneys would be. And that allows the body to like literally just kind of release because stress hormones are released into the kidneys. I also began to use lavender essential oils. I began to meditate and pray, slowly getting its present back into my Bible and into those kind of practices. And then the third step that I took was I really began to find the things that gave me pleasure. right? So first step, I connected with my body. Some of us, it may be the mind or whatever. Wherever we don't live, like I did not live in my body, right? So that's where I needed to connect. Second step was calming the nervous system so that I could be active in the pursuit to better balance where I live, right? So that there's a better balance between my mind and my body, showing myself that I am safe and being calm within that safety, right? So step one, show yourself you're safe. Step two, allow yourself to be calm within that safety, within that structure. And then step three, find your pleasure. Have some god dang fun. Okay, what is fun to you? Indulge in what is fun. And then step four, some of y'all ain't gonna like it. Some of y'all ain't gonna like it. But tell somebody. Tell somebody. You know what? I was nervous about that step. I was like, you want people to know my business? Because, you know, I'm black. And so I'm like, you want people to know my business? Yeah, I do. I want people to know your business. And the reason why, right, is because the reality of it is we have introverts, we have extroverts. I am a mixture of both. I do enjoy my quiet time. I just told y'all I've adopted a day of silence. Hello. However, we all crave community. And none of us are as alone as we like to pretend like we are. Ain't nobody that alone, okay? Nobody, right? Like, I'm a fool, but ain't nobody that alone, right? So allow yourself to fall into your community, because it takes a village to raise a child. It's going to take a village to consciously reparent yourself, right? I do want to do a part two to this, because conscious reparenting is super important to me. And it is something that I learned just like parenting, like a human, like it's something that I learn more about every single day and through practice. So we will do a part two, cause there's more steps. But after pleasure, the last step I want to talk about for today is kindness. I am not nice to myself, but I am kind, right? Like, I hold myself accountable when I'm wrong. I am vigilant about what I indulge in, but not fooled, y'all. I'm struggling. That's another episode. Oh, glory. But also, like, I acknowledge the fact that I'm pretty damn dope. I think the other day, like, I was doing something. I was like, I just stopped. I think I was like mopping the floor or something crazy. And I was crazy. I'm getting old. Mopping the floor is crazy. Wow. Right. I was doing something. And I was like, Britt, I really like you. Like, I like you. You know, like, I give myself the compliments. I give myself the love, and I give myself the grace to mess up. I'm going to mess up. And I look forward to it. Who gonna check me, boo? Who? Me. I'm gonna check me. That's who. Right? And once I do it, I don't, you know, what you gonna do to me? Nothing. You know what I mean? So I employ kindness. I practice kindness, because that is what my inner child needs. Right? Conscious reparenting is about, like, giving you the best that I got, right? It's like giving you the best you that you got, and being your mama, being your daddy, being all of the things that you need, being your caretaker, your caregiver, your care lover, all of those things. And so this episode is getting a little long. We will do a part two, because I feel like there's more steps in conscious reparenting. But for those of you that may be interested in starting your journey, here's just a quick recap. The first step, right, is to identify where you live. Like, where do you live, right? And letting yourself know that where you don't live is also safe, right? So I live in my mind, and I had to let myself know that it's safe to also be present in my body, right? That manifested in me having to identify things in my environment that proved that I was safe, right? Because we all know that essentially what you're doing is reprogramming your subconscious, really. But in order to do that, things have to be realistic. And so you have to kind of show yourself practical things that make it safe for you. The second step is to get to know what calms your nervous system. What are some things that work for you? Things that work for me is a heating pad or warmth on the area of my kidneys, lavender essential oil, the fake burning candles at night, taking 30 minutes of silence, going to the beach when I need to, and having some quiet time as needed, and setting up boundaries and systems so that I'm able to do that. So that I'm able to show myself that I can be calm within my safety, right? The third step, hunty, have some fun. What brings you pleasure? And indulge, baby. And I'm not talking about sex, okay. Anyway, remember, I'm born again, since 30, I ain't got no exes, so, sorry, y'all. But have some fun, indulge in some pleasure, do things that make you happy, right? An example for me is this podcast. Having this conversation with y'all bi-weekly brings me so much joy. Going to the beach, going to dinner with my friends, sending voice notes to some of them, praise God. Being with my dogs, even going up to the rooftop of my apartment, watching certain shows, playing Uno. And like, these are all small things that don't have to cost you a lot of money. Some people, it may be traveling, but also another episode, we'll talk about lack mentality. Like, if you deal with lack mentality, I would say for conscious reparenting, start with things that don't cost you a lot of money so that you're not freaking out about finances, right? Then the last step that we talked about today, and there are more steps, but the last steps that we talked about today is be kind to yourself. And that's going to look different for every single person, but we all know what kindness is, I hope. And not nice, because that defeats the purpose. Remember, it's parenting, right? So that defeats the purpose. But be kind to you. And when I say steps, I don't say steps to be overwhelming. But they're kind of like tools versus steps, things that you can do as you begin to consciously reparent yourself, and give you what you need. Thank you, family. It has been a pleasure. It has been a joy. I hope that you have a phenomenal week. May God bless you and keep you in your comings and your going, sugar. Bye-bye. Please do not forget to like, share, subscribe, review all the great things of this episode. Thank you so much for being on this journey with me. Remember, we journey with transparency, ease, and grace. You are so worthy, and you deserve the best. Have a great week.